Can I now introduce the next speaker? Next speaker is Sue Hyten. She's a Unison activist and she's also a mental health nurse. Sue, please.
Sue Hyten, I am the NEC member for Unison within Yorkshire and Humberside, but most of all I work for the NHS here in Sheffield, and I've done for 36 years, and I'm proud to say that I've worked for the NHS. I were until Wednesday, when I will see my members and other trade union members signing on the door. I have never ever worked in the NHS and seen nurses to this drive up will have to sign on the door, will be made redundant. I think it's absolutely appalling. But more than anything else, this government has put the people of Sheffield, the people in the country, at risk. They put them at risk by making wards close. They say it's from the top level. Lord and nonsense. It's from our members on the wards, in the offices. They're the people what's going to be attacked. They're the people what's going to be signing on. Not them. They're going to be sat there down in Parliament with a big fat money paying it back into privatisation, back into the hands of the rich. And that's not what we're about. And can I also say, I saw many in your ear on Tuesday down at the lobby. Us in Sheffield's NHS workers was asked to actually ask our MPs or MPs in Sheffield to actually meet us. We did, as NHS workers, we asked him, that bloke on there, Clegg Lazine, whatever they call him, Gonzalo, we asked him, and he turned us down, no. Why? Because he's bloody frightened of us. He knows what we can do. He knows what we're about to do. But let me say, we've got to do it with the community. We've got to do it with the people in Sheffield, the people across the country. We can't do it just as trade unionists. We have got to bring the people with us. Because if we don't, we'll lose. And by God, if we lose, what will happen to us? Wednesday was just a start. We know that. What's going to happen after that? So then, therefore, we've got to work hard. Yes, we'll have the lobby. And yes, the trade unions will bring us out on strike if our members call for it. But we've got a lot of work to do to get there. That polls actually showed that. And when we're ready, we'll do it. And we'll bring this government down. You here, me, and everybody else. That is what we've got to do. One day strike will not do that, unfortunately. It will be hard work. Hard work. And if strike means it, if it means 5 days, 10 days strike, but when we're ready, not when everybody else. So then therefore, not believe me. I work on the wards. I've talked to people. I talked to people yesterday and I asked them, and these are members delivering services to the community, would you come out on strike? And their answer at this point is no. They need to have the actual campaign, as us as trade unions is going to do. And this is what today's about, and it's about what we're going to work up to. And then when we're ready, we'll bring them out and then they will follow us. It's not like it used to be, unfortunately. I'd love to say, in 79, I could stand and say to my members, day strike, and they'd follow me like no on earth. But now, you can't do it. We've got to bring them with us. We've got to think that what they have actually done to our country with their, on Wednesday, what they announced is appalling. And we need to get that message out to every single person. Everybody uses the public services, the fire brigade, the police. We all need that services. That services won't be there. 10 minutes for an ambulance to get to us, it says. It'll be 25. 25 minutes because we'll have to cut the ambulance services. People will die under their cuts. And that's when the rest of the community will understand that they do use them services and they need them services, and they'll come with us and they'll support us. Until then, let's continue campaigning, getting our message out and making sure we send the right message. We're not just about pay, we're about our services, my services, your services and everybody else's services in this country. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.